Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Is that what it is today? It's Memorial Day, right?
Nope. It's next Monday.
Oh, happy Memorial Day a week early. Why did I think today was Memorial Day?
I don't know, but it's coming up. It's happening next week. Everybody, guys, it's May. It's the end of May. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have some fun plans out there happening for y'all.
That's right.
I was telling Avrin just briefly before we started recording is that I am recovering from just a weekend of fun.
Yeah.
And which is so nice, right? It's good to have those things. Everyone deserves it. We deserve it, right?
Yes, we do. You got to go out of town, right?
I did. That is my ROM. No, actually, let's see. My ROM of the week. Is it a ROM? Should I tell you? Okay, so on our trip out, we went out to celebrate a friend's birthday a couple hours away. And my sister-in-law, I love you, who watched our kids. It's like, I felt so comfortable. It was great, you know, having a family person, you know, member, like watching the kids. So we were able to spend the night and out. And after this, my crime, I'll tell you my crime first.
Okay.
So my crime is, it's just not a real crime, but it's a crime to me. I went on a pub crawl as an adult, Avrin.
Oh, wow.
And as a former bartender, this is, it was medium hard for me to deal, because if I was the bartender where a pub crawl comes in, it's just Fast and Furious and you're like, holy shit. It's actually, there are worse things.
SantaCon.
100%. So, you know, you go into a bar, you order a drink. It was like, you know, 50 people. It was pretty intense.
Wow.
And we went to like 10 places. The crime is against my body. I feel wrecked. Like everything. Oh. We walked like 20,000 steps. I'm not even kidding. And at the end of the night, I carried a sweet person home. Was not my husband. He was still out because he's one of those people who was like, I'm going to be there. He was like, I'm hanging out with the birthday boy till the end. And so hours later, he came home and this is my crime. Or this is my ROM, but it's kind of like, I'm sorry for my family members who are listening to this, but I just had to bring this up. So we're, you know, sleeping and he has his like arm on me and he moves it. I'm like, no, put that back. Cause you know, you get used to something. I'm like, put your arm back. I need it to be there before I fall asleep. And he's like, oh wait, did you want to go to Bone Town tonight? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I laughed so hard, but I was like, not that way. But I thought it was so funny. He'd been holding that line in his back pocket, waiting to say it to me.
I'm like, you want to go to Bone Town tonight?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's 3 a.m. We just walked 20,000 steps. I'm tipsy.
I've been just dying to visit Bone Town in the middle of the night.
Maybe I can get my tickets for later, though. Thank you so much. The next day, he was like, yeah, I did. I was holding in onto that one.
Yeah, I'm like, because if you keeping really, that in my back pocket.
If you really wanted to go Bone Town, let's be honest. There's other ways to get there. Yeah, much
there are
easier.
Sexier ways.
Yeah. How about you, Av? How was your?
Well, I weirdly just was reading Modern Love in the New York Times.
Oh yeah.
And so I decided that I would share one of those as my ROM.
Ooh, I love it.
So it's just this sweet story of this woman who lives in Shanghai, and she and her husband have been, you know, they've been back in lockdown and so the lockdown started this all was like the day before her husband's birthday. So she managed to, before she went out and she got two packets of their favorite like Swiss chocolate and gave it to him for his birthday. And their birthdays are 5 weeks apart. And lockdown has gone on that long, but he secretly saved one of the boxes of chocolate and kept it and then gave it to her on her birthday. So that, because they can't go out and get stuff, right?
That is
so
crazy.
I thought that was sweet and romantic. And then also, like, you know, it sucks to be in lockdown that long. 5 weeks is a long ass time.
Wow.
We all know, because we were all in lockdown for like 6 months, yeah, a couple years back. And then I guess my crime, let's see, I didn't have any crimes committed against me. I did start watching a crime show on Netflix called The Lincoln Lawyer. They turned it into a series. Oh. Neve Campbell's in it.
Oh.
The main actor, whose name I don't know, is awesome. Anyway, that's a crime show if you're interested in
I think
in
that's
crime.
Great, Averna. Yeah. Absolutely. You can always, you know, peddle your crime shows. I love it.
Can always be my crime. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's exciting.
That's my rom and my crime.
I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. Also, I will mention this every podcast I'm on. I am reading, this is just a side note, I am reading Viola Davis's book right now. Oh. Holy shiitake mushrooms, people. It is so good. She is an amazing human being who has overcome a ton of stuff, but like just the way she writes so beautifully. I just recommend it. I will say Absolutely. There's definitely moments where I'm like done listening because I'm listening to it. Let's be honest, I'm not really reading it. Where I'm like, oof, I need to do something funny because it's some of it's very, very dark.
Okay. All right. Well, does she narrate her own book?
She does. Assume? Yes.
All right. That's one that you definitely want to listen to.
And that's
to
my favorite.
Like,
yeah.
The author. Yeah.
She's great. Oh, I just I'll love check her. That and out. She talks acting stuff too. So mm-hmm. that's really fun. So guys.
Yes. We're doing something different.
We are doing sort of two rom-coms. Essentially one from 1999 and then its reboot from 2021.
Yeah. So Matt, we're kind of smushing two rom-coms together.
That's right. We are smushing the shit out of two rom-coms. You guys want to know what they are? He and She Are All That. So She's All That was the 1999 version with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook or whatever her name is. And I don't know if you've watched that one recently.
I did not revisit. I feel like I saw it more than once back when it came out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I know the vibe of that film.
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah. It doesn't hold up as much. I was like, is this like a caricature of a caricature? I mean, it was, but I enjoyed it. So first, let me tell you the premise, right? So it's He's All That and She's All That. So He's All That is the new one, and that is on Netflix. And it is, it stars, oh gosh, her name is, I'm going to tell you right now because she is a social media influencer.
It's Addison Rae, right?
Thank like the big you. TikTok I love star. That you know. I don't even know. Yes, it's Addison
Rae.
Well,
I told you that my husband works in a building where a bunch of TikTok people live. So even though I don't understand the TikTok or how TikTok. It works, I know a lot of the names of the people.
Yes, so it's Addison Rae. It's also Tanner Buchanan, who is on Cobra Kai.
Oh.
He's like a troublemaker, but then he's not a troublemaker, but he's a troublemaker. Mm. And it does have little pops of Rachel Lee Cook and...
Oh.
And what's the other guy who...
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Not Freddie Prinze, no, but Matthew Lillard, who was...
The king of caricatures of caricatures.
He's the one from Scream. You got me deep. That's all I can think of from him. I will say these movies are essentially both about popular people who have everything going for them. They're the best. But then when someone breaks up with them, somehow a bet ensues where they're asked to make loser, unfortunately, is the way they're like, let's make a loser popular in that making them a prom king or queen in this instance. Yeah. So She's All That is about a high school's hotshot, Zach Seiler, and he's the envy of his peers. But his popularity declines sharply when his cheerleader girlfriend, Taylor, leaves him for sleazy reality television star Brock Hudson. Desperate to revive his fading reputation, Seiler agrees to a seemingly impossible challenge. He has 6 weeks to gain the trust of nerdy outcast Lainey Boggs and help her become the school's next prom queen.
Oh, okay. Instead of his girlfriend, who is also wanting to be prom queen, right?
Exactly. It's a race to the popularity finish line. What I will say about this movie is that we had popular kids in our school.
Yeah, that's probably always going to be a thing.
Yeah, right? But it wasn't like this. Like I said, this is a movie, is a caricature of a caricature that spawned a caricature of that movie, not another teen movie. Because it basically took this whole movie and did like a parody of it and didn't have to venture very hard.
Yeah.
But it's basically this poor woman, Lainey, in the She's All That. She's told she's ugly all the time. It's kind of funny. The actress like walks around like a hunched over because she's a beautiful woman.
Yes. But don't they give her like a unibrow and glasses?
Uh-huh.
And that's why she's not pretty.
Yeah, exactly. She's an artist. And that's what both of these have in common. Both of these movies have in common. He is also an artist. She's a painter. And she's like a dark painter and she's in art class one day and these two girls come up to her and I was thinking, oh, they're going to be friends with her. They basically tell her she should kill herself.
Oh.
So everybody's mean to her in like an aggressively, the writing is too on the nose. You know, it's like, right. you should just, if you want to be a famous artist, you just kill yourself. And like,
oh my God.
You're like, what?
You're like,
they're like, you're poor. Your dad's a pool guy. You should kill yourself.
It's bullying. It's mean, mean bullying.
It's absolute bullying. But he's all that. He's a photographer.
Oh, okay.
He's nerdy, but he's more like long hair. I don't know. They try to ug him up, but he's also a very beautiful boy. You know, the quote unquote losers are artists, but they also... they don't give a shit what people think. You know, that's the other thing,
right,
they have.
Which I like. I like that aspect of it, is that they're not like, they're not wannabe popular kids.
Exactly. I truly like, was like, yeah, yeah, I want to be an artist. I don't do things just because people tell me. So I remember relating to that a little bit for She's All That. But both of them, their mothers passed away. So that's another similarity. And then as the other are giving them the makeover, you know, their counterpart. In He's All That, she is an influencer who specializes in makeovers. Can you believe it? And she,
well, how convenient.
I know. And she gets broken up with as well from one of her influencer boyfriends. And then a bet ensues as well that she can't transform a unpopular classmate into prom queen. It's the same situation. But of course,
right,
in both of these situations, they fall in love with each other. Each one of the characters that are transforming, like the popular kids, all have like a hidden thing. The girl, she's actually poor, you know.
And the influencer girl?
The influencer girl, she's hiding the fact. She like pretends she's in like a big condo, but she lives with her mom and she's trying to make money for college. And then Zach, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr., is got great grades. He's like, there was a point in She's All That where, because she doesn't know why he's approaching her. She's like, go away. I am not smart. I cannot, you know, study with you. I cannot help you. This is,
right.
And he's like, I have like the highest GPA in the class. No. His problem is that, and it's such a manufactured like issue, but like, uh-huh, he's accepted to all the Ivy Leagues, Harvard, you know, everywhere. And he's going through the papers, but his daddy wants him to go to Dartmouth and he doesn't want to go to Dartmouth. He says, and then they have like a whole.
Oh my God. That's his problem.
That
in
is
the
his
movie?
Problem
that's
in the movie.
That's his major conflict, huh? Other than getting dumped for a reality TV star.
Yeah. And I don't want to talk any shiz on the adorable, big cutie lipped Freddie Prinze Jr., but my goodness, I would say both. I'm gonna say it, guys. Please forgive me, but both him and Rachel Lee Cook, kind of cardboard acting. Yeah. It's not a lot going on.
Yeah, just pretty people.
There's a point where he's trying to cry, and he looks just constipated, and his eyes start watering. And anyways, I just watched it again last night to refresh myself. But anywhoozy whatsy. It was so enjoyable back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I kind of enjoyed He's All That. I mean, both of them have horrible reviews.
Right, right.
But I enjoyed it a little bit more because, well, both of them have dance sequences, which I love. I love synchronized dancing. So yes, please and thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so in both cases, of course, they find out that, wait, this isn't real. It's actually a bet. Well, it's over. Oh,
of course.
Forget
yeah.
about it. And then, of course, they get back together. And then He's All That. Oh, one of the other nerdy, I guess, nerdy things or working class things where it makes him a loser. He takes care of horses in the morning before school.
That's so hot.
I think it's beautiful. I mean, like, good for him, you know? Like, have some freak. It is okay to be what you want, people. And I know anyone listening knows that probably, but.
Right. But, oh, my gosh, how is that a bad thing? Like, he's like a sexy, like, ranch hand in the mornings before school.
Well, exactly.
Gross.
But at the end, when he goes to for Padgett, she's like, I'm sorry, I had to lose him to find out that I loved him. And he texts her, he's like, great speech. She's like, did you see the live stream? This is after she won the prom queen. And he's like, no, you know, my phone's shitty, I didn't see the live. So he was there and he's like, come outside. And he comes galloping up on a white steed.
Ooh.
My friends, a white steed. So that's how that ends.
Wow. So he literally is like a knight in shining armor on a horse. So serious rom-com tropes
yeah,
happening here.
Yeah.
So how is Addison Rae, right? Because isn't she just a TikTok influencer, but she was the star of the movie?
You know, I think she's just as good as Rachel Lee Cook was.
All right, there you go. I actually didn't watch the He's All That. I meant to, but I read about it.
You know what? Why don't we do this? Let's listen to the trailer for He's All That right now. Okay, cool. This will give you an idea. From the director of Mean Girls, by the way.
And action.
Oh.
We're live here, and surprise, we're on the set of my boyfriend's brand new music video. Jordan! What are you doing?
Okay, let's not freak out.
What are you doing? We're over, okay? Hedge it!
What? You're still alive.
Oh, shit!
Breakups are hard. I was humiliated.
You're going viral in the wrong way.
It will get better.
Makeovers are my thing.
When I first met him, he was 120 pounds of bad hair.
Why don't you just make another Jordan?
I will create the next prom king.
You make it sound so easy.
You don't think I can do it?
No, but I do think it'll be fun watching you try.
A bet?
Oh.
I'm in.
Just so you don't make it too easy on yourself,
we'll pick the guy.
Hell yeah, that's right.
What about him? Cameron
Queller, I think.
He is a total disaster.
Weird.
Antisocial.
I don't want to stare at your underwear while I eat.
Dirt bags. Oh.
Great.
Cameron, hey. I was hoping I could take a writing lesson this morning, and I figured since you and I are friends.
Friends?
In the sense that we go to school together.
Kind of a loose definition, don't you think? Not bad.
You really can't enjoy this without sharing it with like 500 strangers.
Just capturing them all. Oh,
I like it.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
They go to a Great Gatsby party.
Who's the new guy? Oh. A little scruffy, but cute.
Just wait until I'm done with his makeover. He's definitely not what I expected.
There's more to you than what you let everyone see.
What if I like it that way?
You're falling for our little project?
Things aren't always the way they seem.
So I was a bet. You can all go to hell.
I really screwed up, Mom.
It's only a mistake if you don't learn from it.
Oh, by the way, Rachel Lee Cook is the mom.
Oh!
Things with Padgett may have gotten a little more complicated than I thought. So kiss me.
I like to use the same song.
I know. And then now, let's do the She's All That just to get a little.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Zach Seiler had it all.
How's it going, man?
President of his class, captain of the team, and dating the most popular girl in school until she went on spring break.
So I've been dancing for maybe 5 minutes, right?
And that's when it happened.
I'm Brock Hudson!
Brock is from the real world, like the TV show, okay?
But they kicked him out of the house.
My condolences go out to Zach, who got dissed and dismissed by his magically delicious girlfriend.
In order to save his reputation, he's taken on an impossible bet.
I'll pick the girl, and you got 6 weeks to turn her into the prom queen.
Gentlemen, we have a winner.
Hey! You call off the bet, you lose.
I don't lose.
So, Lanny, listen, I was wondering if maybe you'd want to embarrass me horribly in front of all these people.
So who's the lucky rebound girl?
She kind of blew me off.
I like her already. Was this some kind of new dork outreach program? Find out where she hangs out, what she does for fun.
Don't tell me you guys are on a date.
No, we're just friends.
I feel just like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, you know, except for that whole hooker thing.
To everyone here who matters, you're vapor.
I forgot why I avoided places like this and people like you.
Am I a bet? Am I a stupid bet?
This is one contest you're gonna lose. You're going down, man. Check it out now.
Funk Soul. That's when they dance in unison. The Funk Soul Brothers.
Jesse, am I kissable?
But now, he's about to realize that she's a whole lot more than he bargained for.
She doesn't like her million-dollar makeover or her overnight popularity. What is it?
That's not the point, man. I cared about her. So
kiss me. The difference in the end for She's All That, Freddie Prinze Jr. doesn't end up going to the prom with his ex-girlfriend because she's like, you're going with me. Like, you're going with me. She's such a horrible, I mean, she's written this way, but she's such a horrible person. Then Lainey was like, I'm not going to go. And then the best friend, I guess, of Zach shows up, and that's played by Paul Walker.
Oh.
Yeah, Paul Walker is in this, and he shows up because he's like, I'm basically going to bone your girlfriend.
Oh, I forgot that twist. So he's like, I'm going to steal.
Okay, let me just back up a second. They're playing soccer because, of course, Zach is like a soccer star. And so is Paul Walker's character, Dean. And they're all playing, and Zach misses the shot. And back in the locker room, they're like, oh, man, what's wrong with you, man? Like, where's your head? Get it in the game. And Dean's like, you know what? You just need to blow your load, man. It's like your brain is cloudy from you haven't had any action. And then he's like, yeah, I think you should try and do Lainey. And he's like, well, if you're not, I'm going to. Unbeknownst to Lainey, Lainey's like, oh, he's here. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll get ready. So she goes to the prom with Dean because she got in a tiff. You know, it was over. She found out about the bet. And in the bathroom, one of her best friends, which is just such a weird side character, he's in the bathroom apparently taking a shit while Dean's character's like, yeah, I got this hotel room, 309, baby. He's going to basically try to rape her. And in the end, guys, don't worry. She keeps a foghorn in her purse, so she made him deaf. She got away, thank God. But like, hello? They just like kind of lightly bounced over like attempted assault.
As long as you got a foghorn in your purse, you'll be safe.
I mean, yikes. Jesus. I actually, my question to you is, did you guys have like royalty, prom royalty?
I feel like there was homecoming court, but I don't remember there being a prom king or queen in my high school.
We had it, but I don't remember anyone campaigning for it because that was something that happens in this movie too, is like they're Lainey's character is not, because she gets nominated. Somebody nominates her. It's like a big deal. Oh my God, this, like, you know, it's actually happening. It's working. The makeover's working, people. But the other girl, Taylor, who's like, my mother was a prom queen in 1971. My cousin was. My sister should have been before she got arrested. So I am in a long line of prom queens. And she's like handing out lattes at school to get people to vote for her to prom. I don't know. I just didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I don't remember it. I mean, I don't think we had it, but I know like homecoming, they, you know, like people would be nominated for that and then you'd vote for it. Yeah. But I don't remember campaigning.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a movie thing. And then I feel like it probably nowadays, hopefully it doesn't really happen because it's all about popularity and...
And like making other people, I don't know, feel less than or something. It's interesting. Bullshit. It's that whole idea is like, why do you need to pick just one guy and one girl to be like, you're the winners of high school, you know? Like,
right. That's, you know, like, right.
It's so obnoxious. Yeah.
I'm reading this parenting book right now, but it's all the way up to parenting your teenagers or whatever. But basically, our kids we're not fully formed in our brains until like 22 or something like that.
Yeah. I think your brain is developing and isn't completely formed until I think it's 25.
Yeah, you're right. It's 25. The book I'm reading is called The Whole Brain Child. It's very fascinating. But I just think about like, we talk about this sometimes because we've definitely done some teenage movies because those rom-coms are great, but how everything feels so important and like dire in these moments. And you just think, if this person doesn't like me or it's the end of my world or...
Yeah, life is over.
It's so intense. And I feel so grateful to not be in those, you know, I'm not... Luckily, by the time you get into mid-college, you're like kind of getting out of that like such intense... emotions.
Yeah, where everything feels like life or death and every like slight hurts, you know, like physical pain.
Yes.
And every like victory
and rejection,
better than any drug you'll ever take as an adult. Yeah. and rejection is the worst thing that can happen to you.
Yeah. You
know? It's so true. And it's just like the general amount of like hormones going on in high school aged people is off the charts. It's known. That's a known fact. But when you're living it, you can't see that. You can't step outside. I always think sometimes, like, if I could go back and experience one day in yes. high school as Avryn, but like with my current like self-possession,
yeah.
how interesting that would be to like experience one day of that without any of the bullshit that was always there.
Yes. Those voices talking to you, telling you you're a piece of shit today.
Or you're not cool. Or it's high school, man. I'm so glad there was no social media when
I was in high school. Oh my God, me too. So there you have it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And maybe I will check out He's All That. And if I feel like torturing my husband, I'll be like, we're watching. that'll be my crime for next week. I'll be like, I forced him to watch He's All That, and we're getting divorced now. No, I'm just kidding. So I decided, since you kind of mashed up or covered two movies, I'm not going to mash up two crimes, but I thought I would owe our listeners, you know, a double feature as well. And so the first crime story I'm going to tell you about, it's a much, you know, less fleshed out. It's kind of happening in real time, and it involves a TikTok influencer. So obviously that is how I tied it into yes. all that. So over in England, there is a 22-year-old TikTok star named Mahek Bukhari, and she's like an influencer known for fashion, kind of like modeling clothes and stuff like that. And She and her 45-year-old mother have been arrested on murder charges after they allegedly chased down and ran two men off of the road, resulting in a fatal car crash. So this is per a report from the BBC. Bukhari and her mother, Ansreen Bukhari, and then a, I guess a friend, 21-year-old Natasha Akhtar, they were arrested in connection with the deaths of two 21-year-olds, Saqib Hussain and Mohammed Ijazuddin. And the incident happened in Leicestershire. Sorry, I'm butchering these names. In Leicestershire during the early hours of February 11th of 2022. So just a couple of months ago.
Wow.
The three women were allegedly responsible for, like, they chased these guys in their car at such high speeds and are being charged with murder because the car crashed and they both died.
Oh my
both
God.
Of these young men died. As I mentioned, she's predominantly a fashion blogger. She has over 120,000 followers. And when she and her mom appeared in court, the judge was like, are you aware that you're being charged with murder and the severity of these? And they were like, we understand. They pled not guilty in that hearing, I guess is what you'd call it. It's not the trial. The trial doesn't start until September. Basically, there were two other gentlemen, a 21-year-old named Rais Jamal and a 28-year-old named Rikhan Karwan, who were also arrested in connection. So there were three different cars, but no reporting has been done to like suggest how these two guys that were also arrested were responsible for the crash. The British tabloid, The Daily Mail, mentioned in an article that Bukhari had said she had beef with other influencers. And then, according to...
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that because somebody died.
I know. According to Ijazuddin's father, his son had agreed to drive his cousin, Hussein, to see a friend. So, like, he had picked up his cousin. They'd gone to Leicestershire to visit a friend when this fatal car crash happened. It's not clear who they were going to see, and perhaps maybe they were, because neither one of them appear to be TikTok influencers, but maybe the friend they were going to see is someone that she had beef with.
Oh.
There's very little information, but this TikTok star and her mom are basically like awaiting murder. They've been charged, they've pled not guilty, and they will go to trial on September 26th. And so I do promise to follow up on this.
Wow.
Once there are more details and once the trial is underway and we know exactly what's going on. But I just, of course, when I was trying to find crimes, I was like, TikTok murder, you know. There was also another TikTok star in San Diego who's been charged with murdering his wife and her friend. Addison Rae, apparently, people thought she was dead, actually, for a couple of days because she didn't go on social media and there was like a hoax going on the internet that she had drowned. Yeah. So I stumbled upon a couple of interesting things. So that's crime number uno. But then our big story that I wanted to tie into these movies and kind of what we were just talking about with like high school prom feelings. All right. So it was Friday, April 25th of 2014. At Jonathan Law High School in Milford, Connecticut. The school day had just begun and there was excitement in the air because prom was that evening and the hallways were buzzing with giddy anticipation. Then at 7:15 a.m., a scream cut through the high school chatter. Students were ushered into classrooms and told to stay where they were. And then a few teachers ran towards where the scream had come from and they found 16-year-old Marin Sanchez lying on the ground, bleeding from several stab wounds to her neck, chest, and face, her killer still straddling her body, attacking her. The teachers wrestled him off of her, and one of them then proceeded to try to, you know, perform like CPR, help her out. And the 16-year-old boy who had been wrestled off of her was Christopher Plaskin, and he was the boy whose prom invitation Marin had politely declined. Because Marin had a boyfriend and she was going to go to prom with him. Teachers and school security took Plaskin to the principal's office. Police and paramedics arrived on the scene, but attempts to revive Marin were futile and she was pronounced dead when the ambulance arrived at the hospital. So in the principal's office, Christopher Plaskin calmly told police, "I did it, just arrest me." And he was taken into custody. So there would be no prom that night. Instead, Marin's boyfriend, Jared Butts, and her classmates put on their gowns and tuxedos. And this was something that in the articles that I read, and I can maybe link to those in the description of this episode so you can check them out if you want more information. But so they all put on their tuxes and dresses, and then he actually carried the dress that Maren was supposed to wear that night to prom with him.
Oh my God.
And she was so excited. She had actually been named prom queen.
Oh my God.
And so he carried Maren's teal prom dress with him. And instead of going to prom, friends and classmates held a memorial service on Walnut Beach. At some point, someone in the crowd instructed everyone to shout out two words that came to mind when thinking about Maren. And people, you know, yelled out best friend and wonderful smile and, you know, wonderful, kind, beautiful thoughts. They then released 20 purple balloons. Purple was Maren's favorite color, into the sky. Christopher Plaskin ends up pleading no contest to this and is sentenced to 25 years. He was technically, it was tried in an adult court, not, you know, he was 16, but he was tried as an adult. He pled no contest, which means you accept guilt without actually admitting guilt. He's sentenced to 25 years, but he could be paroled in as few as 13 years for this crime. And so the real question is, how did this happen?
Yeah.
In a high school hall, like stairwell. So Maren was a well-loved student at Jonathan Law High School. She was class president. She was manager of the swim and softball teams and a member of the drama club and choir. As I mentioned, she had actually been chosen as prom queen. She was working on a school production of Little Shop of Horrors, which I just wanted to mention because we actually did that as one of our movies. And she was the puppet master of Audrey 2.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. And she was just like a really involved, like, popular, fun, sweet girl who clearly had like a lot going for her. She, you know, she's class president, lots of sports stuff, drama. She had a beautiful singing voice, according to a lot of, you know, friends and faculty. And Christopher Plaskin was known as the class clown. Oh. The two of them had actually had a brief romance in middle school, and nobody really knows why it didn't work out, but it's middle school. So yeah. I feel like that's all you need to know. Middle school romances don't usually last, but they did remain friends. Like, they continued to be friends. Maren moved on from their, you know, brief romance, but I guess Christopher was never able to let that go. So even though they were friends, he always harbored feelings for her, which he did admit to a couple of his close friends. And while Christopher was known as a jokester and a class clown, it was clear that he was struggling with some mental health issues. In fact, in November of 2013, so the previous year, Maren herself went to the high school guidance counselor to say that she was worried about her friend Christopher because he was saying things like he was threatening to commit suicide or acts of serious self-harm by cutting himself with a knife. So she actually went to the school and said, like, I'm worried about him. There's something going on. But the guidance counselor failed to take these concerns seriously or, you know, broach this topic with other school officials or maybe reach out to the parents or, like, you know, do guidance counselor jobs. There was a lawsuit filed by Maren's family against the school because obviously it was known that this boy was troubled. Christopher did struggle with mental health issues. He had been diagnosed with ADHD and he was heavily medicated for it. And he was also he was showing signs of depression, you know, slowly starting to withdraw from friends and activities he'd once enjoyed. His freshman year of high school, he played on the football team with Maren's boyfriend, Jared, and they were all buddies. But then sophomore year, he quit the team and he just stopped hanging out with these guys. In the weeks leading up to Maren's murder, Christopher's parents had noticed that he seemed, quote, bothered by the fact that he was turned down by a girl to attend the high school prom, but they could never have imagined that this was going to be the outcome of it. So even though Christopher obviously had some issues that his classmates were aware of, the idea that he could ever be violent, let alone violent in this way, like to stab her to death, they still could hardly believe after, you know, even after it happened. He was a nice, sweet kid. But this was something that a student said, and I just wanted to... But according to all of them, prom was a big deal at Law High School. And it was a big deal if you didn't have a date. Quote, it's just really embarrassing, a classmate said.
Okay.
So I felt like the reason that this was a crime that tied into that is what we were talking about before, right? Is just this idea of rejection and what's the other words for it? Not just rejection, but also just like the way that people feel about how they're seen. I think we've talked about it before, like toxic masculinity.
Yes.
And, you know, how that can affect how men react to things like rejection and how it makes them, it can make them violent. But it's interesting because I read a couple of articles. So as researchers have dug deeper into the roots of rejection, so they found surprising evidence that the pain of being excluded is not so different from the pain of physical injury. Rejection also has serious implications for an individual's psychological state and for society in general. Social rejection can influence emotion, cognition, and even physical health. Ostracized people sometimes become aggressive and can turn violent. In fact, a study in 2003 by Leary and colleagues analyzed 15 different cases of school shooters and found that all but two of them suffered from severe social rejection. So obviously there's a need to be, you know, looking at the effect of that on their minds specifically. And then also just, you know, the way that like men are told to like be tough rather than just feel like he could feel bad and embarrassed
and be
that
sad.
The girl he liked had a boyfriend. Cause you know, she didn't reject him, you know, just to reject him. She was seeing somebody and that was like a known fact. So him asking her was also like setting himself up to be rejected. And I just feel like the way that the teenage mind works is so, it's such a hard place to exist, you know?
Yeah.
And so obviously this school guidance counselor needed to go, but also how does he get a knife in school?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they don't have.
Connecticut is the state where Sandy Hook happened. Yeah. Like, why doesn't every school have metal detectors, which would detect a knife? You know, like how does the failure of like protecting kids in this clearly, you know, petri dish of emotions that can turn violent. I mean, school shootings happen so often now, it's like not even
uncommon. I know, it's terrifying to have. Yeah.
And so I just thought these movies, you know, that definitely like lean heavy into like the importance of popularity, that in a way those kinds of movies can be dangerous.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean, the difference
between... And I did
like
the fact that the kids didn't care about being popular in the films. Like, that helps. But it's like, to put it out there that being, you know, the prom queen or the prom king or having some popular kid swoop in and give you a social life as being like this romantic idea. I was like, that's just patently a bad narrative.
Well, definitely there's a difference from the 1999 She's All That movie where that is more of a... It almost seemed like they were making fun of it, but they weren't, because in that era people were like popular. But the one that happened now, you know, the influencers, everybody's just like eye roll, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's a little bit less, it's less cool to be, I mean, there are people still who obviously want to do it, but they're not peddling that in this movie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I do hope, I feel like we're moving the younger people, you know, younger generations are moving away from so much of like the like heteronormative. Is that right? Like the things that created toxic masculinity, like a lot of that, they're shifting away from that and they're more fluid in terms of how they feel about things like sexuality and gender and all of those things. And that's so wonderful. And hopefully as that continues to be the trend, we will see less violence like this. But it is one of those things that I just feel like if we're going to learn a lesson from this week's, you know,
right,
like trying to put these things together, as you know, like the things that we teach kids through movies, which all young people love movies, right? We all love movies. People love movies. And so to put out there, you know, the importance of things like popularity and acceptance, and you know, it's like you have to, it's a slippery slope, and it's just a matter of letting people know that everyone has value.
Absolutely.
And if even if you're like the photographer ranch hand or the artist whose dad is a pool guy, which I don't know how that has anything,
I mean, they
to
had
with,
a pool,
like,
they're
she
cool
is.
She should be inviting people over. They had a pool. No, I agree with you 100%. And but I'm very fascinated what toxic masculinity does to this world, and I'm not sure, you know, I haven't done all that much research, but I really am interested because I feel like hating women is like going to make our world explode. You know, it's just like the worst thing. And it is rooted a lot in that toxic masculinity. And so I think it's really fascinating to hear how the research that you just told us. I also was listening to NPR a couple weeks ago and they were talking about some congressman or somebody, a senator who wanted to get rid of any social emotional learning in the classrooms.
Right, which is like, what are you talking
about?
But
that is only going to make people, kids, anyone who's, it just it's going to make you go inside and not be able to have any emotions. And that creates that toxicness. And people are going to react.
That creates that pressure cooker, you know, and some people will not be able to keep that stuff in. And it can come out violently. And it is interesting, too. And I read so many different articles about rejection and toxic masculinity. And one thing that I thought was interesting is that they said that what we're seeing with some of these, you know, teenagers committing acts of violence because of romantic rejection, whether or not it be a breakup or in this case, like a turned down prom invitation, is actually more specific than just toxic masculinity. It's toxic American masculinity. Oh. It's very specific to the way that the boys in this country, in this culture, are taught how to be.
Man.
And so I was just like, oh man, there's so much work to be done. And it starts clearly it starts at home, but it also definitely has to be a big part of school.
Well, that's what I think I learned today. What I learned is that I think they're, and I'm sure they're, I have to hope to believe that they're working on it, but there has to be some call out system between, you know, counselors and staff and everyone needs to know like any red flags, and it may not be necessarily in the schools, because you know we just had that one shooting, but that the guy was also disturbed, and it's like I don't know how we get ahead of this, like mass killings, or this was just one girl, but still, it's like if there's any signs, this, and I don't want to like take away anybody's freedom, but like if you seem disturbed or troubled or need help, there's got to be a better way to like, you know, watch someone's behavior, but also maybe try to give them social emotional help or
absolutely, you know, like encourage them to share their feelings.
And I don't know how you do that. You know, I don't know how you do that. But in school, if they're in school, you have a little more control and power and like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like get all the teachers together. I mean, God, I would not want to be a teacher right now. Dear Lord, you guys, thank you for teaching our children.
Yes,
oh my God.
Thank you, teachers. Well, and I think especially in the case of, you know, Maren Sanchez and Christopher Plaskin, like it should have been more known. Like she knew something was wrong with her friend.
And she was too nice, honestly. I could tell. She's like that nice person who was friends with somebody who was probably freaking her out a little bit. Obviously they were hurting themselves.
Yeah. And you know, and she did try to get help for him and
it was just
nothing
rejected.
Was done.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just like, it's a massive failure on the part of that school. Also, you know, to a degree, you know, like parents at home, like why was he carrying knives around? And I mean, I don't know if moms and I don't have kids, so I'm not allowed to judge parenting. But like, you know, do you never look like inside your kid's backpack and see that they're?
I don't know. If it was my kid, I'd be like, what? I'd also be like, I trust you with a knife.
Right.
You know what I mean? School. Like, I don't think of a knife as not at school. Well, definitely not at school. But I just don't think of, you know, I just don't think of it. But I would hope that I would be able to see some signs in my child that is some disturbing qualities, but you just don't know. I mean, like,
right? Yeah,
that's tough. The other thing I learned, Av, is that don't do bets to make over people.
No, don't basically go behind an unknowing person's back.
Be like, they're a loser. Let's make them a winner,
and then play with their emotions. Make them think we like them when we're really just trying to win a bet. Like, basically, don't be a shit human.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. Don't be a shit human.
Yeah.
Don't be like Taylor from the first one. I don't know who the shit human was in the second one, but don't be like that person.
Don't be like Dean in the first one, who's a rapist. So don't
definitely
rape.
Don't be like Dean.
No date raping, no raping. I mean, the crazy thing, it was so blatant too in the movie. Anyways, it's not even like we're going to get her tipsy and then take advantage. It's like,
I'm just
going to
trap her in a hotel room. It's terrifying.
But that was kind of known. Like, I remember people getting hotel rooms on prom and things like that. My parents were like, hail to the nana. But still.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Anyways. Well, this was a fascinating, you know, dive into, because I think the idea of, you know, violence in schools is definitely on the top of my mind a lot. Because I'm worried.
Yeah.
Because I have children in schools. But anyways, besides that, this rom-com, these rom-coms were sort of enjoyable. I like any sexy moments, you know, so give me more of those.
Oh, good.
But
yeah.
They're
only sexy moment they provided in She's All That is attempted prom night
which
rape.
Which is not
so don't
sexy.
Fix that in the movies, guys.
Yeah,
fix
but Paget and Tanner, the guy, they get to kiss, which is kind of nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they have a cute moment. A little
smooch action.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, gosh, darn it.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
I love y'all.
We will see you next Tuesday with an all-new episode.
Woo! All right.
Bye, guys. Bye.